Blackstone Audio presents The Black Dog Mystery by Ellery Queen, Jr. This book is read by Traber Burns. Chapter 1. The Little Black Dog. It had been cloudy all morning, and by the time Juna came in for his lunch, it had begun to rain. There was a crack of thunder and a flash of lightning just as he opened the kitchen door and rushed in, followed by his dog, Champ. "Mercy on us!" exclaimed Miss Annie Ellery, who was putting plates on the kitchen table. "That was enough to knock the house down. Is that any way to come in?" Juna laughed. "Oh, boy, did I have to run!" he said. "Tommy Williams and I were playing catch, and we saw it coming. Gee, look at it pour!" He picked Champ up and held him up to look out of the window at the rain. Champ was a shaggy little black dog, a Scotch terrier, black from the tip of his nose to the tip of his stubby tail. His body was chunky and strong, but his legs were so short that they looked as if he had borrowed them from some other dog that was only half his size. His face was so covered with whiskers that his beady black eyes peered out through the tangle of hair. He wriggled in Juna's arms. "All right, don't look if you don't want to," said Juna, putting him down again. "Miss Annie, do you think it's going to rain all afternoon?" Miss Annie Ellery was a little bit of a woman, hardly taller than Juna. She had gray hair and wore spectacles, but her eyes twinkled all the time. "Oh, I don't think so," she said. "These summer showers never last long, but it will be too wet to play outdoors, won't it?" "I guess I'll go over and see Mr. Boots," said Juna as he sat down to eat his lunch. "He's going to help me build a house for Champ."